Hello, everybody. This is Jordan Flowers with Redeeming Dry Bones Ministries. Wanted to talk to you today about just holding tight to the promises and the plans that God has for your life. So right now in this crazy time, we are faced with this uncertainty of tomorrow. We don't know if there's going to be careers, if there's going to be jobs, because nobody's really hiring. And the people that are hiring are only hiring very select few because there's just not enough work to go around. And there's not much money because people aren't going out and spending money because they aren't making money. So, that being said, many people are left questioning, God, what is the plan for this world? Where are we going? What is happening with my life? And I want to encourage you today to hold on to the dreams, the goals that God has placed in your heart and in your life. And what I mean by that is there's something inside of you that God has placed since you were very young. And that's this desire to achieve something that many people may have said that you're not going to achieve. Mine personally is becoming an author, becoming a published, well-known, well-written author. Now, there's a lot that goes into publishing a novel, one of which is you have to have a story, you have to fine-tune it, you have to have the humility to understand that when people try to give you insight as to writing and putting together a story, that you have to listen. Not only that, you have to make sure that you're not mimicking somebody else's story and you're creating your own. Either you're writing your own personal nonfiction story or you're writing a story that you've created completely from your imagination, from fiction. See, my story is one of those fiction pieces. The title of the book is Wolf Jackson. This year, after 8.5 years of working on it, it has become published. Now, I say that to say this. This book was published at a time when no one knew what was going to happen tomorrow. My book hit the shelf 3 days after the lockdown due to this pandemic. Now, in my mind, I'm going, God, what are you doing? Because there's a lockdown now, so people aren't going to bookstores. They're not going to see my book. They're not going to be able to buy it off the shelf. I don't understand. Why is this happening? See, in Proverbs 16, verse 9, it says, "The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps." I'm going to repeat that. The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. Now, I want you guys to listen very carefully when I say this. My plan was to get my book published and to have it out there, to have Wolf Jackson become a household name, to have it known by people, and to have it presented so that it was read and possibly even turn into a screenplay one day. Now, this is obviously more to my goals. This is only the beginning. But I did not plan for the world to go into lockdown. I did not plan for people to be stuck at home with nothing to do but possibly pick up a new book. See, God may not have caused this pandemic, but what the enemy has made for evil, God has turned it for good. My plan, my goal, was to publish my book. God had it published in the time such as this. Crazy, absolutely crazy, because right now I'm not employed. I just don't have a job at the moment. It's very hard to get a job at the moment, but yet I'm getting an income from something that literally came from nothing. It came from an imagination from a young boy into the young man that I am now of becoming a published author. I say this to give you hope and give you understanding that God has not forgotten about your dreams. He has not forgotten about your goals, and He will plan your steps if you take the leap of faith into those dreams, into those plans. Now, only if those goals and those dreams are in line with what He says. So if it's a God-breathed gift, if it's a God-breathed dream inside of you, and you step out in faith for it, He will honor it. But if it's one from your own fruition, like something that's completely against what He's for, He will not honor it. So, as I said, Proverbs 16:9, man plans his steps, but God directs his... man plans his way, but God directs his path. Do not lose faith. Keep serving God. Keep serving. Keep doing what He's asked us to do, and keep the faith. See, God has not forgotten about you, and He hasn't forgotten about the dreams that He's put into your life. Therefore, don't forget about the dreams. Don't give up on them. Keep pursuing them. And God will honor them when you take that leap of faith. It's going to take a little bit of work on your end. It took me 8 years building my story for it to actually get to the point when it was ready to be recognized by the rest of the world. What's your dream? What's your goal? Maybe it takes a leap of faith. Right now in this uncertainty, what else do we have but our dreams and our goals? What else do we have but God planning our steps? Just want to give you a little bit of comfort today in that. And I hope that all is well, that you're healthy, that you're safe. And just remember that God does have a plan for your life. And the goals and the dreams that He put inside of you are there for a reason. Don't waste them. God bless.